Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with George. Hi, George. George, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello.
Sir.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm living well.
I have a concern about, had recent surgery, what you call, in my surgical area where I had some bone spurs taken out due to the...
George, if you'll turn your radio off while we're talking, it creates feedback here on the show, okay?
Now,
go ahead and turn the radio down, and then go ahead and ask your question again.
Okay, I recently had a surgery, and they went into my cervical area and taken out some bones out of my spinal cord, which they call bone spurs.
Mm-hmm.
And after they taken the bone spurs off, I'm still having some numbness in my left leg and my hand. It's not as bad as it were. At one time, I couldn't even hold a bottle of water in my hand, but now I can hold a bottle of water, and I can walk. I am still walking with a cane and sometimes crutches, but at one time, I was in a wheelchair, and I'm still taking rehabilitation. But I was just a lot of time, I have pain in my hip, like it's still having that's like sciatic nerve going down my leg, and I'm just wondering why I continue to have pain after they have taken the bones spurs off of the spinal cord within the cervical area.
Well, if you're still now, they took it off in the cervical area, and you're having pain in your leg.
It's like in my hips, and it's still like my leg feel my left leg feel like it wants to give out sometime. And the doctor said that all that was due to that pinched spinal cord I had in my neck. Because one time I was like, they thought I had a stroke, but I hadn't had a stroke after they ran a CAT scan, but it was bone spurs, the doctor said, was pressing on the spinal cord, causing the weaknesses in my leg, my left leg especially. My left leg went completely out at one time, but now I regained a lot of the strength back. I'm about 65 to 70%. I can't stand a long time, and I'm just wondering what's causing it.
Yeah, and that's a possibility. It could be coming from the neck. Have you had anyone else look at it from a non-surgical perspective, like a chiropractic physician or even an osteopath, like a DO? Have you had any opinion like that?
Well, not since I've had surgery.
Before that, did you try some non-surgical methods before you went into surgery?
Well, one other time I had some back pain a few years back, and I used to go to a chiropractor, and he did me a whole lot of good, but he deceased, and after he was an Oriental guy. And after he passed away, I hadn't seen another chiropractor, and this has been probably nearly 4 years ago. But I just had surgery this year on my cervical area where I had bone spurs pressing on my spinal.
Sure.
And I hadn't been back to the doctor, to a chiropractor, since I had this bone spur. Now, I did get a second opinion before I had surgery about this cervical area in my neck, and I had two neurologists look at it, and they did say that that was a problem, and the only way I was going to get some relief was to go in and take those bones out of there.
Yeah, and that's a possibility, but at the same time, I might look at, if I were you, you might want to look into some more of the alternative care, whether it be chiropractic or even physical therapy can be helpful at this point, even working on the lower back, making sure the nerves are not being irritated and there's no inflammation around them. But a DO, osteopathic physician, they can work real well with that sort of thing too. There's different therapies out there that can be helpful with your situation. There's a low-level laser therapy that can be quite helpful. But, yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, what you're dealing with is not easy. I know it's frustrating and can be painful. Have you changed anything else in your diet, or have you changed anything at all in your lifestyle? Or did they tell you it's not that big of a deal, don't worry about it?
No, I try to keep a pretty good eating habit. I'm always an active person. There's a lot of meats I don't eat. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Never did that. I try to eat a balanced diet every day. And I was always active. I'm 60 years old, and I'm always was on the go doing something. You know, I try to create good habits. And one of the things is that with my back, my legs feeling kind of like they want to get tired all the time, it's been kind of a hindrance to me, you know what I'm saying? And then at night when I sleep, I wake up in the morning, my back is real stiff. So I was just wondering, was that surgery that I had was contributing to the stiffness in my back at night when I get up in the morning and having this numbness down my leg? It's not as bad as it was. I mean, it's a lot better because I couldn't use this left leg at one time. But now I can pick it up. At one time, I had to pick it up and put it in the car with my right hand. Yeah. Well, now I'm able to maneuver with that leg a little better than I were, and I'm about, I guess, 65 to 70%. But I'm not back to 100%. I probably will never get back to 100%. But if I can get back to just 95, 98, I feel better.
Yeah, you would, and you never know how the body's going to respond. So. You know, definitely be open-minded about that. I would definitely go get another opinion with maybe a chiropractic physician, just have them take a look at it, because now that you've had the surgery done, you know, you've kind of gone that route and gone down that path, and if you're still getting some of these symptoms, you might want to have someone that's really skilled at non-surgical methods to be able to look at it and make sure that the nerves are where they need to be as far as not being irritated and there's no restrictions. Even if all the scans are clear, sometimes, you know, at this level, you could have some irritation there. So you might want to get that checked out as well. And, you know, for some of the little, you know, shooting, you know, pins and needles and even some of the weakness within the legs and that sort of thing, you might want to, from a nutritional perspective, just so you know, vitamin B6, pyridoxamine, is really good for those sorts of things. There's some good studies on it and research on it, so you might want to look that up. Your cod liver oil, your fish oils, vitamin D, those are also good. And, you know, at the end of the day, with what you're dealing with, it's challenging, but the body can change. And I know you said you don't know if it'll ever be back. Well, you've had some surgery and some things removed, and the spine's a big deal. But if you get it managed right now and don't just let it go, then you probably will see some really good results, because it sounds like you're intuitive enough to know that, well, I need to do something right now. So that's why we're having this conversation. I would get another opinion on that, and then let me know. You can call me back right here on the show. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. That's 888 1-800-283-7272. Give me a call right now. Want to talk about your health and your life? We can get into that. You can also check out the website. And if you're looking for a provider in your area that believes the same way we do, we've got a growing network. You can check out the web, mywellnessproviders.com. Check it out there. And it's pretty interesting. People are looking for that. They want to know, can you help me build my lifestyle, make better choices, and think of things from more of a natural perspective? A lot of docs out there are doing that now, and it's great to see them getting on board. So just get in touch with us. We can help in your area. All right, let's go to JR. Hi, JR. Welcome.
How do you do?
Yeah, I'm living well. How can I help?
I've got two things going on. I've got a fatty liver, they tell me.
Okay.
And I've been told that I have diverticulitis. It's on the left side, down low about where your belt would be.
Right.
But it's pretty painful. But when I pump diesel into the truck that I drive, I get that diesel, so you'd say smell, but I taste it. And when I get that diesel taste in my tongue, it causes that place to hurt, just, you know, like what they're calling diverticulitis.
So when you get around your diesel truck and you smell the fumes or whatever, you start to taste it, and that makes your side hurt, right?
Yes, yes.
And they did a study not too long ago, and I read it here on the show, about how diesel trucks and the fumes that come from the diesels, they're finding are very toxic as far as being inhaled all the time. So, you know, that is something to be a little concerned about if you're starting to get pains when you are smelling those fumes. Do you drive diesel every day? Is that part of your job?
Yes, I do, but mold and stuff like that causes the same pain.
And have you gone to your doctor and told them that? Have you told them the correlation, or have you not mentioned that to them?
I have said something about that.
And what did they tell you?
It's just diverticulitis.
That's it. And you cut back on eating nuts and that sort of thing, things that would normally irritate it?
Oh, I haven't touched those in a long time.
Okay.
But
well,
moles will do that, and different stuff like Windex and perfumes, just lots of different things will get in my tongue. And when it does, you can't get rid of whatever you get in your tongue for about 12 hours. But it aggravates that place that they're calling diverticulitis.
Well, and there's a possibility that you could be having a toxic buildup. That is, you know, definitely possible. So you're not crazy, that's for sure. And one thing to do is, well, is it, let me ask you this quick question. Does it hurt every week, every day, once a month? What's the frequency of it?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably 2 or 3 days at a time, it'll be almost unbearable. But I have an uncomfortable feeling there all the time.
Okay.
Not really, you know, not really bad pain, but now, you know, you get around pumping the diesel, the new in the tank is what causes the problem.
Right, I get it. You might want to get with a naturopathic physician, a naturopath, and talk with them about looking at some form of cleansing protocol, because if it is toxic overload in the body, there's some things you can do like chlorella and aloe vera juice. There's some different things you can do to chelate the body and kind of cleanse it, and some products you can put together. But a good somebody more on the natural alternative side is going to do it. Most physicians really don't get into all that, but a naturopathic physician would definitely be into that. That's kind of the core of what they do is getting the body from more of a natural perspective back to where it needs to be. But, yeah, I mean, if you're dealing with that and you're feeling some of that toxic overload or even seemingly that that's what it might be, then getting your body to go through kind of a cleansing process. And the body's got its own natural detoxification process in the lymphatic system, but sometimes it's good to do a little bit extra, whether you fast for a little bit or whatever. That can be quite helpful. So that's one thing you want to look into. And also, just so you know, as far as foods go, you know, eating a low inflammatory diet will really help in these kind of situations because it helps push the bad out, keep the good in, and can be very effective. So there's foods that literally will lower inflammation in the body and help, and there's foods that can increase the inflammatory response too. So it's about eliminating, you know, the ones that are no good and bringing the other ones in. And my book talks a lot about that. But that's a good direction to go, because if it's just diverticulitis, then, I mean, again, it's just avoid certain foods and let's hope for the best. That's kind of the standard medical answer. And I know you're like, well, there's more to this, because you're not an idiot and you know your body. So, I mean, I get it. That's why I would look, you're going to have to look more along the lines of an alternative practitioner for something like this, for the results you're looking for. Because if you need somebody to get in there and dig, standard medicine is not going to dig. Because, I mean, if the diagnosis is diverticulitis, it is what it is. They're going to leave it at that, put you with a GI doctor, and just hope for the best. Change your diet, and let's just hope for the best. Not let's get to the root cause or anything like that. And nobody's fault. It's just not looked at that way. So you're going to have to do your own research with that. But we'll be here to help any way we can. You can always call or email us, too. And that same number, 888-283-7272. But check it out. Keep me posted on how it goes, because toxic buildup in the body, I'll tell you this, if indeed that's what it is a huge issue right now, especially with the environment and the toxins that we have in our food supply, water supply, and how they're getting into our system and building up over time and causing, I believe, a lot of the health challenges that we face today and that we're seeing today are based on, you know, just a lot of the external top environment that we have. So it's smart that you're jumping on board with that and looking to do something about it, that you're not willing to settle for anything less than that. So keep me posted how it goes. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today, diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. But the good news is, many times, you can lifestyle your way out. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. The FDA is investigating a role of energy drink in five different deaths. U.S. Food and Drug Administration confirmed Monday that it's investigating whether Monster energy drinks might have played a role in the deaths of about five people. According to the Bloomberg News, FDA spokeswoman Shelley Burgess said the victims cited in the five reports all had consumed the energy drink before they died. But she stressed the claims in the reports are only allegations at this point. The family of the 14-year-old girl who died after drinking the energy drinks is used in the reports in a lawsuit that's been filed against the maker of the drinks, Monster Beverage Corporation of Corona, California. The high levels of caffeine in these energy drinks have prompted public concern, as emergency room visits involving these drinks have increased tenfold between 2005 and 2009. Senator Dick Durbin had asked the FDA to consider caffeine limits on energy drinks, Bloomberg reported. The agency said it's working on drafting guidelines to guarantee energy drinks do not pose a danger to those who consume them. Monster, which sold $1.6 billion dollars worth of energy drinks in 2011, defended its product, Bloomberg reported. So think about that. Think about that. And there is a lot. I mean, these are the ones we hear about. There are a lot of smaller cases based on these that we don't ever hear about. And, you know, that's really the challenge in the middle of it all. So, and the energy drinks, I mean, obviously carry a lot of caffeine in them. I mean, over 200 milligrams typically in one can, because they're usually about 24 ounces. The cans are getting larger and larger. So to see that happen is a real tragedy. It really bothers me. You can read something like that. Obese boys are turning into impotent men, they're saying. They said young obese males have reduced levels of testosterone, which greatly increases the risk of being impotent and infertile as adults, is the new study. Researchers at the University of Buffalo in New York compared 25 obese and 25 lean males aged 14 to 20 and found that the obese males had up to 50% less testosterone than the lean males. Testosterone is a hormone produced by the testicles. Now, the findings recently published online in the journal Clinical Endocrinology need to be confirmed with a few more males, the researcher said, but we were surprised to observe a 50% reduction in testosterone in this pediatric study because the obese males were young and were not diabetic. The study first author, Dr. Parish Dadanda, chief of the Division of Endocrinology and Diabetes and Metabolism at the University of Buffalo Medical School, said in a news release, the implications of our findings are frankly horrendous because the boys are potentially impotent and infertile at such a young age. The message is a grim one with a massive epidemiological implication. The researchers noted that low testosterone levels are also associated with higher levels of abdominal fat and reduced muscle, which can lead to insulin resistance and then diabetes. So these findings demonstrate that the effect of obesity is powerful, even in the young, and that lifestyle and nutritional intake starting in childhood have major repercussions throughout all stages of life. The good news is that we know that testosterone levels do return to normal in obese adult males who undergo gastric bypass surgery. So it's possible that the levels also will return to normal through weight loss as a result of lifestyle change, although this needs to be confirmed in larger studies. The study found an association between obesity and reduced testosterone levels. However, it did not establish cause and effect relationship, but it did have a relationship nonetheless, which is important. And we see that often. If you've ever been in clinical practice at all and you do blood testing and whatnot, you'll see that the lower testosterone definitely goes hand in hand many times with males that are slightly overweight or they're carrying some abdominal body fat. Makes a huge difference. And low testosterone is causing a host of issues. I mean, from drive and energy levels to infertility, you're seeing a lot of issues with males that are going through these, almost like with women, menopause. And they go through what's called andropause, and things really begin to change in guys. So it's that different season of life. But it doesn't have to be like that, guys. I mean, really, there are natural ways to boost testosterone levels. You don't have to take hormone replacement many times. You can do it naturally. Now, not to say hormone replacement is bad, because it's not. And there are many times that we need that, and I'm glad we have it. But you always want to do the best you can to push the body to make its own as much as possible. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can give me a call right now, and we'll make your question part of the show, or you can call and we can answer it, or email, we can answer in private. Just go to the website. All right, Darla, let's go to you. How can I help?
Well, I've got on the outside of my ankle, the exterior ankle, there in the front of the ankle bone, there is a fatty area, real fat, almost like not a bulbous, but a... It's very soft, and it looks like a tumor, but it's not on the inside of my ankles. It's only on the outside, and then when my Achilles tendon is on both sides, it feels like it's like that too. And I went to my doctor and I asked him about it, and he had me go to a podiatrist, and the podiatrist said, you just have fatty ankles. And I thought, I mean, it's just been a recent thing in the last 6 months. And I was surprised that he didn't even take blood or anything, but he didn't. And he just felt around, and he said, no, that's the way it should be. And I thought, well, I'm not a doctor, but this is just new for me.
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, granted, it probably is nothing, but it also could be something like a sebaceous cyst And many times when you go through a lot of stress in life, cortisol levels build up. And as cortisol levels go up, then, you know, that's when the body can store excess body fat in weird places. You get these little lipomas that can pop up anywhere and can drive you crazy. And you're thinking, gosh, something wrong with me. You think it's something major, and it's not. It's just one of those deals where the body is at a higher production of cortisol, and you know it ends up creating these little fatty deposits. And that's what it could be. Very easily be that down there in your ankle. Just, you know, looking at it from more of a basic point of view. That's what I would do, is I would maybe get it looked at from someone that can handle it from more a natural perspective. And if it is a fatty cyst, or if it's like a lipoma, then the surgery would probably be the only way to go. It's very hard to get those to dissolve, very hard. And so once they're there, you pretty much kind of have to do something surgically to take care of it. But I would look into that and keep me posted, okay? 888-283-7272 lines are open. Questions about your health. And you know, if you call in and you don't want to, maybe you don't call in, but I want to open this up to you, because a lot of people get nervous and call in and ask a question. You know, when you ask a question, you're helping, who knows, 100,000 other people probably that have the same question. And, you know, it really is a good thing to do. And also, I want to encourage you, if you got a friend, a family member, a loved one, or, you know, whatever it might be that really needs help, talk about them too. You know, you don't have to just call for yourself. Call for someone else, because one of the things I like to teach people on this show that listen is that the more people you can go tell little bits and pieces of what you've learned here, the more you can make their health better and their life better, and you can open their eyes to really what's going on as far as our food supply and everything else, as far as the quality of it, and get, you know, keep them from making the wrong decisions, maybe make the right decisions, get their health back, and look at what you've done. You've made a major help. You've created a major help in their life. So, powerful. All right, Daniel, you're next with us on the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hello?
Hello? Daniel, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Jason. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I, we're over-the-road truck drivers, and we went and had our physicals done about a week ago.
Okay.
And the physician found blood in my wife's urine, and she said it was quite extensive, and my wife told her that it was because of, you know, female troubles, but this also occurred 2 years prior, because every 2 years we have to get a DOT physical for driving. But the first, 2 years ago, it wasn't that bad, but this time she said it was pretty bad. So what could be the cause of that? I'm kind of worried about her. She don't want to, you know.
Well, the doctors are telling her to, are the doctors saying don't worry about it?
No, but not the doctor. The doctor's worried about it.
But what did they say?
I'm worried about it.
Yeah,
so,
okay. So
she, my wife just didn't want to get into it with the doctor, but, you know, she said that she needs to get it looked at, but my wife's kind of afraid to do anything. She's afraid of doctors and afraid to, you know, get it looked at. But what could it be?
Well, I mean, there could be several things. She could be, she could have constant urinary tract infection, but if they check for infection and they ruled that out, so I don't know all the details of how they did their protocol, but normally you would check for UTI, see if there's a bacterial infection. Sometimes that can cause blood. If it's extensive, then you could have some potential damage to the ureters within the kidneys, or there could be a stone that's trying to pass. Many times that can cause blood to come as well. I would go back to a physician, though, and ask for more extensive testing and to find out what's going on. I'm surprised that they would just be concerned and just let it sit. So I would definitely get back and or get a different opinion from a different doctor in that regard. Okay, but keep me posted.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for
solar storms,
nuclear meltdown,
dollar collapse,
skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo,
Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th,
Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli,
Dr. Norman Sheely,
Dr. Joel Wallach,
Matt Stein,
The Freeze Dry Guy,
Missouri Storm Shelters,
Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. They're saying genes now may determine aspirin's effect on the advanced colon cancer. So you know a whole aspirin a day for heart disease? Well, they're saying now that patients suffering from advanced colorectal cancer, aspirin may help. So there's a mutation with the gene called the PIK3CA mutation, and it has to do with the tumor cells in colorectal cancer. Well, lead researcher Dr. Ogino, who's an associate professor in the Department of Epidemiology at Harvard School of Public Health, said about 20% of colorectal cancers have this PIK3CA mutation, according to the study, and it can be potentially tested as a predictive genetic marker for colorectal cancer patients. Doctors may be able to really make a decision to treat or not with aspirin based on the PIK3CA test results. So this test can potentially make a difference for patients for diagnosis and treatment, but independent validation study is needed before this mutation testing can be a part of routine clinical workup. This is in a recent New England Journal of Medicine, which is kind of fascinating. Aspirin, they're finding now, as much as we kind of balked at it, has quite a few helpful benefits. It's still hard on the stomach, but at the end of the day, there are some benefits for it, which I think is fairly interesting. It's more as it grows that we're finding more and more. It'll be interesting to see, because you've got two schools of thought. I mean, especially me being in the middle, you got the medical train of thought or the school of thought where they're all for it. And of course, the alternative side thinks everybody's crazy. So when it comes to aspirin, and that you shouldn't do that. So they kind of have a different stance. Depends on who you talk to. But it'll be interesting to see as we get more studies in with this where kind of the chips fall with everyone's opinion. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going now to Charlene. Hi, Charlene.
Hello. My question was how to help the GABA. What food should I concentrate on eating, and then what foods to avoid?
Well, for GABA, of course, that's the one inhibitory neurotransmitter. So you're dealing with anxiety and that sort of thing. There are certain things, foods that really it's not to incorporate. There's quite a few foods to avoid to maintain good, healthy GABA levels. And I'll kind of run through some of the basics with you. But almonds, walnuts, cashews, those are important to avoid, actually. Barley, wheat, so any kind of wheat flour, breads, pastas, cereal, crackers. Believe it or not, brown rice and white rice, not so good. And the beans are actually a little bit of a culprit, too, and buckwheat as well. So there are some foods out there that really can affect GABA levels in a negative way, in a not-so-good way. But, you know, at the end of the day, too, there's certain supplements that can help raise GABA levels that can be very effective. If you find the GABA itself in the supplement, typically that doesn't work that well. You've got to have the cofactors that help create the GABA to really get the true benefits. And with GABA, some of the key ones are L-theanine, which is an amino acid. And, you know, and of course, you can look at things like L-tyrosine and phenylalanine combined together can be quite helpful too. Now, valerian root has been talked about for a long time as helping GABA levels, but the more pharmacists I talked to, and they kind of broke down some of the chemical makeup of how valerian root really works and why it's something to be very cautious with, is brought some validity to my eyes as far as seeing that. So, you know, again, you want to just kind of keep, you know, keep things in balance, especially with GABA levels, because if you're dealing with anxiety and you're dealing with these sorts of things, you want to keep the brain chemistry as stable as possible. And there's ways to do that nutritionally, you know, just like we're talking about here. But again, the foods that will avoid, the foods that you avoid needs to be the one to focus on, because pretty much other foods, proteins and the other kind of, I mean, there are only certain nuts listed. There's all kinds of other nuts you can have if that's an issue. But yeah, it's just about coming up with everything that you need from that and then stabilizing it and following a good protocol. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Let's go to Evan. Hi, Evan.
Hey, Dr. Issa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Evan.
I'm the guy that you said to call you, because I was kind of afraid to call.
Okay.
And it's a sensitive. I was like the other caller that threw back. I was a commercial truck driver, drove a long time. I'm disabled now on disability. I've got a degenerative disc really bad in my back and neck. I think a lot of that was from driving and maybe hereditary, but I've got this real bad pain in my breast. I'm 6 foot. I weigh about 200 and I've lost about 20 pounds. I was at 285. I'm down to about 265 now.
Wow, that's great, man. Way to lose this.
I'm trying, but I've got this pain in my breast, and I notice for muscle mass, it's fat mass, and I was kind of worried about it, and I talked to my wife about it, and she thinks my testosterone levels are low, and I have, they had me on morphine, because I can't even walk unless I'm medicated, and I need to get off this medicine. I'm on methadone now.
Okay. Well, have you had your testosterone levels checked? I would. And that's one thing you want to do. And also have them check estradiol. Have them check your HGH, which has to do with growth hormone. And they can check all these hormone factors and levels and see where it really lands. Sounds like the little painful spot you got, it's called gynecomastia. And it's where there's an excess buildup of estrogen, and it begins to form male breast tissue. It can be very swollen. Happens a lot in puberty in teenagers, so you might want to get that looked at. There's some estrogen blockers that they can give you to tone that down, but more than anything, they need to figure out where your hormone levels are so they can get those balanced. And that is a wise note from your wife. Keep me posted on how that goes, okay? And thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.